Analyst Matt Miller says the president probably should not intervene, especially at this point in the process.
If the president were to pardon him in the middle of this investigation, that would look a lot like obstruction of justice.
The Afghan Taliban says an American hostage it's holding, Kevin King, is critically ill and will require urgent medical attention. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free 2-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your 2 free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
Updating our top story, just learning that a third person is being charged in the Russia probe. NBC News is confirming that former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos has been charged by special counsel Robert Mueller for making false statements to the FBI about his contact with foreign nationals tied to the Russian government. As we told you moments ago, former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his associate Rick Gates have also been indicted this morning on 12 counts, including conspiracy against the U.S. Conservationists are concerned about Arby's new venison sandwiches.
Montana Wildlife Federation Executive Director Dave Chadwick says there shouldn't be fast food sales of game meat like deer. Founded by hunters and anglers, his group sent a letter to Arby's asking the roast beef company to reconsider selling elk and venison. The fear is American deer and elk are part of the menu. Arby's says that's not the case. Instead, the fast food company says it's getting its venison from game farms in New Zealand.
That's Mark Mayfield. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's very concerned that some important rail safety upgrades in the New York City area aren't going to be finished on time. Sarah Lee Kessler has more on that story.
The New York Democrat has been a major driver in the push for positive train control, which can automatically slow down a train that's moving too quickly or at risk for a collision.
If people don't think the rails are safe, they're going to stop riding them.
Schumer says riders shouldn't have to wait any longer for positive train control. The work is supposed to be done by the end of next year, but has been plagued by delays. Schumer is urging the MTA, Long Island Railroad, and Metro North to speed things up to meet the deadline. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The Northeast getting slammed with rain, winds, and flooding as a flood warning remains in effect for New York's tri-state area. Nearly 150,000 people without power in that vicinity as well as power lines have been knocked down. The Houston Astros are now one win away from their first World Series title after a win in the 10th inning last night. The Astros winning 13-12 over the Dodgers in Game 5 at Minute Maid Park, Game 6 in L.A. on Tuesday, tomorrow. And actor Kevin Spacey addressing rumors about his sexuality and accusations from an actor as Spacey revealed on social media that he is gay in response to accusations from a fellow actor, Anthony Rapp. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, counselors chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and our show is called Get Healthy Hunterdon. We need to go and talk a little bit about this crazy weather that we've been having lately. So this afternoon, we're going to have some beautiful sunny weather with a near high of 56 degrees, a little west wind about 15 to 18 miles per hour with a gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 37 degrees. Southwest winds from 6 to 10 miles per hour with gusting as high as 23 miles per hour.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And once again, good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington with Get Healthy Hunterdon and all. Can't believe how beautiful this day has turned out. Yesterday, it was monsoons and all. We were down at the Women's Health Expo down at the Raritan Center and Edison there and all. And Allison, one of our senior healthcare coaches, had a blaze through new trails and stuff when Route 78 had developed all kinds of flooding, high winds and flooding waters and all. So thank goodness for that Subaru that she pilots on those major highways. Today we're going to be talking about an interesting topic here and stuff. A lot of information on people that they really don't know a lot about that's going on, but it's a very intricate part of their healing process that goes on behind the scenes, and that's of magnetic fields. So we're going to be looking at the healing effects of the North and South magnetic field. So that should bring to mind and stuff back in your grammar school and maybe even your high school days and stuff when your instructor used to come out with either a bar magnet with an N and an S on either end or a horseshoe-shaped bar that had the N and S on it standing for North and South Pole. We're more familiar about it with our global Earth and stuff where we have a North Pole at the top and a South Pole down at the bottom and how the body and of the Earth just kind of spins around that axis and all. Interesting, back in the early 1900s, out in Davenport, Iowa, a tiny little town out on the Mississippi River there where the Palmers had just developed and started working with chiropractic, as we know it and all, and D.D. Palmer, who was an amazing individual as far as researching and trying out new things back in the early 1900s. He used to have little summits out there where he'd have Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein. He'd have the Rockefellers and the Carnegies out there to sit out on their porches and pontificate about all different topics, philosophy, science, art, the healing virtues of anything that was out there and all. So the minds were so creative back there. I would think if I could take a time travel back in a capsule there and all and arrive at a spot, I think it would be during that time. These people had such creative minds. Tesla is another one that came out there. And these people had such creative minds, and there was no holds in as far as what they could or could not think about doing and then start making some progress into there and all. So just incredible. But Dr. Palmer was working scientifically and all where he had a room that was all wired on the perimeter of it and stuff. It was grounded, so no external electromagnetic forces or energies could be affecting it. And he would do his experiments within that room and all. And one of them was a simple little concept that you and I take for granted every day or evening in some cases and stuff. And that's the process of sleeping and all. And what he found was when you oriented the bed with the head facing north and the feet towards the south, the individual would get into a deeper what they call the alpha or the REM level of sleep. That's an incredible discovery, just to know that, you know, facing a bed that way and stuff would put you into a much more receptive mode. Again, remember, at nighttime when your body's at rest, it's not having all this other external forces calling upon it to do things and work and all. What happens at that time? That's when the body goes into detox, repair, and response to rebirth or regrowth of the cells and all. So it's a very, very critical time. That's when all those raw materials that you've been consuming during the day and stuff, the vitamins, the minerals, amino acids, micro, macro nutrients and stuff, oxygen in, carbon dioxide out and all, are all being taken into these cells now that are now going to be doing detox, repair, and rebuilding going on. So just an incredible amount of information that he was able to get at that point and all, and work from there. And the literature now they have researchers doing it as recently as the 1990s and such to find out the same things that they had found out long ago like that and all. So the power of the magnet is one of the most basic powers in nature. We know that magnetism itself was an ingredient in the primordial soup from which the universe and our planet came forth. Magnetism is the force that keeps order in the galaxy, allows stars. Our own planet's magnetic field is responsible for protecting all life on Earth as we know it. There's a doctor who did some research and stuff and says about 6,000 years ago, the Earth's magnetic field measured at 3 gauses, G-A-U-A-S-E. That's a measurement for an electromagnetic or magnetic field. People lived longer, and archaeological evidence showed that they were even healthier back then. We believe that this was because of the benefits of the Earth's strong magnetic field. Today, his study on magnetic field deficiency syndrome, now there's something that's actually out there, that the human body is under the influence of the Earth's magnetic field, and under modern day conditions, the effects of this field has been decreasing and all. And we've been able to notice that with us covering over the Earth's surface with concrete, with asphalt, with buildings and all. All of this is keeping that Earth energy from coming up and all, and in our program there at 100 and Nutrimost of Flemington there and all, we have people go out and do what we call grounding and all. Grounding is when you walk out in barefoot out on the grass or the fields, sandy beaches and stuff, and walk around just in bare feet for about 15 to 20 minutes, gaining some of that valuable Earth energy back up into your system and all. We found a time and time again that people that are having sluggishness, that a fuzzy feeling inside, that cloudy thought process and all, by simply getting out there on a regular basis and all and doing a simple technique like grounding and all, kind of brings you back to your childhood when we were so much more energetic, much more healthy, and life was a lot more fun to be around. So if you get a chance and stuff during the week and all, kick those shoes and socks off and go for a nice barefoot walk and move around there and all. Of course, always being careful for bugs and bees and all those other things that are out there. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little news break here, and we will return to Get Healthy Hunterdon.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
We are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon. I'm Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, where we are the most experienced in the healthcare industry. We were talking about the healing effects of the north and south magnetic fields and all, and we're just going to continue on a little bit about this and all. A few years ago, it was believed that there was basically no difference between the north and the south pole energy, and either side of a magnet was considered useful for any health problem you might encounter. However, research now reveals that there is a definite difference between the two opposing forces. North pole energy, also known as negative energy, contains electrons which spin left or counterclockwise in the whole biochemistry of life. While the south pole energy, also called positive, has electrons which spin right. Interestingly, for the body, negative energy's effect is positive, and positive energy's effect is sometimes negative. Thus, when you go somewhere to buy a magnet, don't buy a bipolar or both-sided magnet, which has both the north and the south pole energy on the same side, or a horseshoe magnet, which does something very similar. Also realize that different fields of magnetics have different ways of labeling the north and the south poles. So Dr. Robert Beckert, an MD, provided a very important fundamental observation concerning magnetic response and therapy. He showed that when an injury occurs, the injured area registers magnetically positive or south pole, which means that it's spinning clockwise. He showed that when, after a few hours, the site of the injury without any outside magnetic influence registered negatively or north pole, and it was spinning in the opposite direction or counterclockwise. What this shows is that north pole energy is a sign of healing, while south pole energy is a sign of injury or disorder, or as we say in the office, chaos. Since north and south pole energy are attracted to each other, it is quite simple to determine which is which. When you wish to identify a north pole, you need a compass with its north-seeking needle. This works because the Earth itself is a huge magnet with both a north pole and a south pole. The south pole of the magnet will always face north, no matter how many times you spin it, because it is north-seeking. Since like repels like in the magnetic world, you can also use a correctly marked north pole magnet. Why is it that so many different illnesses have been reported treating, although seemingly mysteriously, with the pulse electron magnetic therapy, PEME? Professor Holger Hahnemann of Switzerland states, "This is now easy to understand when you keep in mind that many illnesses are the result of the same basic dysfunction. Every illness is a bioelectric energy breakdown of the organism. Interesting now that we're looking at the bioelectromagnetic forces instead of looking at the further along pathway of the chemistry breaking down. It is a sign that the cells have been deprived of energy and the defense mechanism has been weakened. It is then the task of the pulse electromagnetic therapy to remove the blockages to get in the way of the normal functioning. It's interesting, in our program at Nutrimost of Flemington and stuff, we always look at the electron or the electrons and stuff in the body and how when they become depleted, the body becomes much more susceptible to dehydration and moving the body into a condition that's known as hypothyroidism and all. So we, in our Nutrimost of Flemington program that we work with many people, both in Hunterdon County and the surrounding areas and stuff, look at how can we replenish that electron level, getting it back into the natural thing. And one of the ways we do it is by looking at the ions and the electrons of the body and all. So it's pretty very, very fascinating that even in this article, we're already doing some of that and all. So it works out nicely. North Pole negativity effects on your body. According to a biomagnetic handbook by Dr. William Philpott and Sharon Toplin, North Pole energy produces the following effects in the body. Okay, so North Pole negative polarity, which spins counterclockwise, this helps to fight infections, relieves pain, reduces inflammation, encourages restorative sleep, increases cellular oxygen, normalizes the acid balance in the cell, supports biological healing, reduces fluid retention, pulls fluids and gases, reduces fatty deposits. While on the South Pole, or the positive polarity, or the clockwise spinning cells, this accelerates microorganism growth, increases pain, can increase inflammation, stimulates wakefulness, decreases cellular oxygen, encourages high acid levels, inhibits biological healing, increases edema, pushes fluids and gases, and encourages fatty deposits. So pretty crazy stuff that you would think is going on, but we can see just how even out in the Mother Nature or the non-human oriented world and stuff, Mother Nature has already taken care of somebody who becomes sick or ill or injured, and the body naturally does this thing. It wants to rush its blood in so that in fluid so that it can swell, get rid of whatever it is that might be puncturing the skin or, you know, doing damage to it and all. It wants to rally your body's own natural defense mechanism and the immune system and all. So it already knows what needs to be done, and it's quite interesting to see how that all works out, all behind the scenes without us even giving any kind of thought to it and all. So what we find is it provides oxygen to the cell, so that would be the negative pole. Since the cells are weak, magnetics containing both a positive and negative charge, the cells assume the polarity of the magnetic field around it. Thus, the counterclockwise spin of the North Pole energy pulls oxygen into the cell. The negative pole also normalizes the acid-alkaline balance in the body. North Pole negative energy is alkalizing, yet doesn't over-alkalizing with the effects of a normal normalizing the pH. An over-acid system produces allergies, toxin states, sore stiff muscles, chemical hypersensitivities, and many disease states. Insect bites also produce an acid state in the body, which is often overpowers the body's own natural immune system. Negative pole also encourages deep sleep. During sleep, the polarity of the brain and central nervous system switches to negative magnetic energy, placing the body, and particularly the brain, in a negative magnetic field, encouraging deep sleep by magnetically charging the crystals of the pineal gland, which respond by producing melatonin, which in turn regulates sleep pattern and even brain response. So this is pretty interesting how here, again, just out in nature and stuff, all these things were going on automatically and all, And the simple cascade of events, when you get into deep sleep, that rapid eye motion or the deep alpha levels and all, how the magnetic fields that were surrounding us and stuff would produce the melatonin, which would help with your sleeping and also help with a multitude of other hormones that get produced and all. One of the things that we find with our pilots and our flight attendants as they go across, if you take 1 milligram of every time zone that you go through and stuff, your internal clock or the circadian clock would stay right on schedule and all. And we've heard this time and time again from many of our pilots and flight attendants and all. The negative pole builds your immunity. All known microorganisms, whether bacterial, viral, or fungal, and parasites, whether tapeworms, pinworms, heartworms, or the like, are positive magnetic energy driven and therefore can be stunned or retarded by the application of a North Pole negative. They are further damaged by the oxygen now in the cells and the alkaline environment produced by the North Pole negative energy. This almost sounds like a pilot study that should be done by the medical community to see how effective this could be, this treatment could be done on, say, people with Lyme's disease or, you know, any of the MRSA conditions that are going on. On the radio today on the way up and stuff, I heard that they're starting to come in with these robotic machines now in hospitals that's going to be infrared or ultraviolet lights now in the rooms and stuff, and it's just going to wander around the hospital with this ultraviolet zapping many of the organisms that the viral or the bacterial that are occurring out there and all. This also helps, the negative pole helps reduce fluid retention. The intercellular edema, meaning inside the cell, is reduced when negative pole energy is introduced to it because it helps normalize the action of the sodium-potassium pump and gets the sodium out of the cell and the potassium in. Very, very important that happens and stuff. When somebody gets very severely injured or sick and all, this potassium, sodium potassium pump is a crucial determinant as to whether or not the individual is going to recover quickly, recover slowly, or even recover at all. So that's why the medical community always makes sure when they're doing their blood test, they're looking at that sodium potassium levels and all, because just throwing that off on a short amount and stuff can cascade your body and throw your body into a tailspin that's irreversible and all. So very, very important to keep that going. Extracellular, okay, meaning outside the sodium potassium pump gets extracellular edema, meaning outside of cells, exits in the area without drainage capacity, like your eyes, your sinuses, and joints, is helped by pulling the North Pole negative energy to the side of the affected area so the fluids will be drained away and towards an outlet and all. So very, very important that happens with that excessive fluid that is then carried away by the blood, the lymph, and that way. Negative pole also relieves and stops pain and other symptoms, since pain is usually a symptom of an imbalance in the pH of the body and or inflammation of the area. Pain often simply disappears because there is no longer a need for it. Incredible. Negative pole promotes mental acuity and reasonableness. The North Pole negative energy also normalizes abnormal electrical firing in the brain and calms an electrically overcharged brain. So wouldn't it be kind of interesting then to hook somebody or just to bring up one of these pulse electromagnetic emitters and stuff on somebody that's having an issue and seeing how well that would affect it and all. The negative pole also aids in reducing and dissolving fatty deposits. Oh, my God, here he is. The North Pole negative energy is alkaline and therefore neutralizes the acid in fatty tissue, thereby dissolving the substance. This is done very slowly, though, so don't expect results overnight. Even these things take some time. Well, we're going to take a little commercial break here, folks, and we will be back in a few short moments.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt. Charges against President Trump's former campaign chairman in the Russia probe are being unveiled. Paul Manafort indicted on charges including conspiracy, money laundering, and other charges. The White House with an unofficial statement.
So far, we're getting a discipline message out of the White House. Now, I want to point out we don't have anything on the record yet, but I spoke to an official earlier today who gave me this statement from a top White House official. The White House has been saying for weeks the special counsel is moving far more quickly and deliberatively than people have been reporting. The fact that the special counsel is actively performing its duties does not come as a surprise to the White House.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer warning President Trump not to interfere with the special counsel investigation after Manafort's indictment. Schumer says these indictments show the special counsel's probe going in a very serious way. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776 for free information. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776.
The Obamacare enrollment period is open. Correspondent Chris Barnes with more.
It's the first enrollment period since the Trump administration began, the president calling for letting the law just implode, and the administration has already slashed the advertising budget for outreach while dismantling the subsidies that insurance companies depended on in previous years to offer coverage. It's still the law of the land, though, after failed GOP attempts to repeal, and officials are moving forward. The enrollment period starts Wednesday, the 1st of November, on healthcare.gov, and the deadline to sign up will be the 15th of December. I'm Chris Barnes.
The World Meteorological Organization says 2016 was an all-time high for carbon dioxide concentrations in the atmosphere. Levels increased more than 50% over the average of the past decade, driving CO2 concentrations higher than the past 800,000 years, according to a scientist. Scientists say the massive spike is a result of an El Nino weather problem and human activity. USA Radio News.
The feeling of fall is in the air, which means it's time to pay extra attention to your skin. Beauty expert Cheryl Kramer Kay.
I'm loving Jergens Nourishing Honey. It's infused with orange blossom essence and honey, which has loads of antioxidants, plus antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, so it's soothing to the skin. Honey is also a natural humectant, so it pulls water from the air and delivers it to your skin to keep it hydrated and nourished all day long.
Pick it up at Walmart or Target for just $5.99.
The company that makes Corona beer is now working with a marijuana manufacturer to try to combine alcohol and pot.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Corona's U.S. marketer has purchased nearly 10% of the Canadian marijuana company, Canopy Growth Corporation. The two companies will work on creating cannabis-infused beverages for the Canadian marketplace. Canada is expected to legalize recreational marijuana use next year. The company will not sell marijuana-based products in the U.S. unless it's legalized at the federal level here.
China upset over Taiwan meeting with U.S. officials.
Tsai was in Hawaii over the weekend on an unofficial trip that drew the ire of Beijing. China considers Taiwan part of its territory and often complains when Taiwanese presidents stop in the U.S. Tsai said that Taiwan will continue to increase military spending. The island nation is heavily armed with U.S.-made weapons. Despite no formal relations with Taiwan, the U.S. is required by law to help Taiwan defend itself.
An American hostage in the hands of the Taliban reportedly seriously ill and in urgent need of medical attention. A Taliban spokesman Monday said Kevin King was suffering from dangerous kidney and heart conditions to the point his feet are swollen and he falls unconscious. King was one of two American university professors taken at gunpoint in Kabul last year. The Taliban says they've tried to treat King but lack the facilities. The group wants Taliban prisoners released in exchange for hostages. U.S. and Afghan authorities say a previous rescue attempt failed. USA Radio News.
the weather for Tuesday, sunny with a near high of 54 degrees, west winds from 6 to 14 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32 degrees. Oh, could be a possibility of a little frost on the pumpkins out there. And that's Halloween night. Light west winds. And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. And we were just running down some of the positive effects or the good effects of a negative pole of a magnetic world on your health and all. So aids in the reduction of fat and calcium in the circulatory system, along with the effects that it has on reducing and dissolving fatty deposits and stuff. There's an increase in cellular activity that further stimulates movement of the hemoglobin in the blood vessels, thus decreasing deposits in them. So it's just incredible, this what we would call an invisible force working upon you in a very good way and stuff. Some doctors prefer only a North Pole, whereas there are others that prefer only a South Pole for treatment. Dr. Albert Rowe Davis of the USA is an ardent supporter of a single pole use in his treatments, though. In his book, The Anatomy of Biomagnetism, states that magnetic therapy in its natural state is the dominant North Pole field of the Earth's dominating all over the life process of the body. With a full magnetic field from the Earth, the body goes through many actions to promote good growth, strengthen tissue, and fight disease and damage from accidents or injuries. However, the most of the Earth does not have a full magnetic field. Scientists tell us that as a normal process, the Earth's pole reverses approximately every 5,000 years. And this could explain that mystery and that big bang theory of the loss of the dinosaurs. As we move to this polarity switch in about 2,000 years, so folks, don't worry about that for right now, the Earth's magnetic field is going to start lessening. With a decreased field, the body is not always able to make all the changes it should, and it makes it unable to successfully protect itself. An interesting note is that there are only four places left on Earth with a full magnetic field. Can you guess where they are? Two are habitable and two are not. The not are the North Pole and the South Pole. The habitable are Shenandoah, Arizona, and Lourdes, France, both known for healthy living and healing. They can be thought of as the east and west poles of the Earth. In discovery of magnetic health, George J. Walshamis reported that millions of people annually visit Lourdes of France, where greater North Pole magnetic fields prevail. As a result of bathing, drinking, and dabbling the water of Lourdes on their body, all seem to feel better as pain and stress are relieved, while over 2,000 inexplicable and unexplained cures, with 60 so-called "it's a miracle," have been recognized by the authorities. So if you're planning a little trip to Arizona or over to France, partake of the waters. You just may never know what's going to happen to you in a positive sense. Magnetic therapy works by affecting our blood. Normally, the blood operates in a North Pole orientation or under a North Pole effect. In this polarity, the blood is oxygenated and its process of distributing nutrients and pulling waste and toxins from injured tissue is made most effective and efficient. When the body is ill or injured, the polarity of the body, blood cells in the area change, and they go more towards a South Pole orientation. This does not allow for normal function, and an acid state is developed, which microorganisms, viruses, and malignancies thrive in. There's a chart that shows the application of the blood. Once the blood has been drawn to the area, the body, with the help of the Earth's magnetic fields, is supposed to change the polarity of the blood back to a North Pole orientation, so positive activity by the blood may take place. It would be interesting. I'm going to see if I can get somebody from the blood center to come in and do a little talk about their programs and things like that. The problem is that with a reduced magnetic field, the body cannot always make this necessary conversion, and the injured or the illness in the area is left in a south pole orientation, thwarting any kind of good cell growth with its acid effect and slowing the healing in the health process. Without blood removing the waste and the toxins from the injury or the illness site, they are left there to fester and become unwanted bursas or arthritic tissue or bad calcifications. What happens then? Increase in conditions like arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, ADD, ADHD, and a multitude of possible cancers and other autoimmune system diseases that have increased because of this environment that has a decrease in the north magnetic pole. Holy cow. Other problems are slow healing in fracture sets and longer recovery periods of disabilities after accidents. Another sign of this is the greater increase in repetitive motion injuries in every form of business and sport. The answer in many cases is proper polarity magnetic therapy. What is like one of the biggest growths in the population and as far as the business world and stuff is the injuries from repetitive motion activities. Whether you're working on an assembly line, whether you're driving a forklift, whether you are on a computer, whether you are working in a grocery store and stuff, modern machinery has all become very unilateral or one-sided oriented and all. It would probably make sense for the world and stuff, and as far as the engineers of the society and stuff, to start looking at the ability to flip-flop these machine-oriented, one-sided positions to being on both sides. So like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you're working from the left. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you're working from the right. And I wonder how that would be affecting the overall repetitive injury that occurs as a result of things going on. How essential is magnetism to living organisms? The Smithsonian Institute determined that sharks and insects obtain up to 90% of their energy from the Earth's magnetic field rather than from their food. Interesting. Both sharks and insects are highly resistant to viral infectious diseases, including cancer, even though insects do not have an immune system. Interesting. Those darn bees in my backyard are really on top of things. I don't have any sharks back there, but just the bees. Dr. William Philpott believes magnetic energy is our first line of defense. He describes our immune system as the second line of defense. So if we're constantly wearing artificial soled or material shoes, walking on pavement or concrete and not giving our feet a chance to go barefoot through the park there and all, are we really doing a disservice to ourselves or not? Dr. Vandal and Dr. Halpern did research for NASA, NASA, our space program, in which they raised mice in specially prepared metal cages that shielded them from the electromagnetism of the Earth. Within a few weeks, the animals lost their fur and began to die. The connective tissue in their skin and internal organs showed signs of uncontrolled growth. Additional animals raised in a normal environment during the same study period remained healthy. Holy cow. So could it be that when we're living and working in these environments and stuff, houses that are shielded, and just think of the wireless routers we have, the cordless phones, our cell phones and all, are we doing a disservice to ourselves once again by producing an artificial environment in there instead of a healthy North Pole, South Pole environment? Let's take a look at cancer and stuff. Results of this study found that prolonged exposure to static magnetic fields for a period of 64 hours inhibited the growth of three human tumor cell lines in the laboratory of Vitro 0.43. The study examined the effects of a rotational magnetic field on a group of 51 breast cancer patients. The results showed a significant positive response in 27 of them. Interesting. 51 out of 27 and all. So that, we could say, is just right around half of them. So that test, I think, needs to have further study. Results of this study indicated that exposure to a rotational magnetic field inhibited Walker's carcinoma tumor growth as much as 90% in some cases. Results of this study indicated that pulsed magnetic field stimulation increased the incorporation of anti-tumor agents into the cells and thus increased the anti-tumor activity, shifting the cell cycle to a proliferative form of non-cancer-producing cells. Results of this study found that 20 to 30 sessions of the magnetic or magnetotherapy administered pre-operationally exhibited anti-tumor effects in patients suffering from lung cancer. This study examined the effects of microwave resonant therapy, MRT, in patients suffering from various forms of cancer. The results showed that MRT treatment prior to the surgery reduced the spread of cancer-associated conditions and reduced the risk associated with surgery in 87% of the patients. MRT applied post-operatively have beneficial effects in 68%. So I think that this might warrant, number one, more study and stuff, but maybe a good pre- and post-therapy that's pretty much effortless. There's no side effects with this on the body and stuff, except something positive. Results of this study proved that the combination of a weak pulsed electromagnetic field with antioxidant supplementation is beneficial in the treatment of patients suffering from tongue cancer, improving speech, pain control, and tolerance to chemo radiation. The results of the controlled study indicated that treatment with a constant magnetic field significantly improved long-term, and in this case they consider 3 years as long-term survival time in patients undergoing radiation therapy for cancer of the throat. Constant magnetic field therapy consisted of the application of 300 nanoteslas for 30 minutes to tumors and metastasizing regions immediately prior to each irradiating session. Results of this Russian study indicated that the use of whole-body magnetic field coupled with more conventional cancer therapies, which would include magnetic therapy, is effective in treatment of patients suffering from a wide variety of different malignancies. This article reported on the case of a 48-year-old woman with breast cancer who had treated successfully with magnetic therapy. Infiltration showed a marked decrease following 30 whole-body exposures to this magnetic field for 60 minutes. One metastatic nodule appeared while the size of others was reduced, and one disappeared, was reduced following 60 such exposures. A total regression of tumor and metastasis was seen following the completion of the course of 110 exposures. And we're going to take a little break from here, and we will return.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and we are here on Get Healthy Hunterdon. We've been talking about the effects of the North and South Pole on the human body and how it can help change you into a much healthier individual. By applying a structured North Pole magnetic field using magnets or a pulse magnetic field generator, we can convert the polarity of the blood in the injury or the illness area and allow the blood to work as it should, pulling waste and toxins away to the kidneys and other cleaning organs, clearing a path for good cell growth, aided by the nutrients the blood can now deliver. Simple and totally natural. Use a natural field to act as a catalyst to normal blood function. The blood can now help heal itself. Of course, if there are broken bones or vertebra out of place, the magnets will not do it alone. This is time for a good chiropractor, which you have two excellent ones at Nutrimost of Flemington, Dr. Diane DeVito, and, of course, Dr. Miola. Magnetic therapy is only a piece of the health pie, allowing us to avoid, in many cases, unnatural medicines and sometimes making surgery and surgical procedures unnecessary. Magnetic therapy works great on many conditions, and studies are coming up more and more with more uses every day, like the positive effects of drinking North Pole magnetized water for those with conditions like arthritis, fibromyalgia, gout, and ADHD, just to name a few. And in our program and stuff at Nutrimost of Flemington, we always want people to be drinking a very alkaline water source and all. We find that a pH of 7 and above is much more therapeutic for detoxing, repairing, rebuilding at the cellular level, as opposed to if you're in an acid environment and stuff, which is never very healthy for you and all. Polarity, pulsed magnetic fields like magnetic pulsers. The purpose of this treatment is to disable microbes that are not floating around in the bloodstream but are hiding in root canals, the lymph system, and the stomach, to name a few. This is a very important part of the protocols that are used around the world when they're looking at magnetic therapy and all. And what we have is the pneumatic effects and stuff. A magnet or electromagnetic field produces an energetic field. Each pole of a magnet produces a different effect. So the north or the negative has a counterclockwise rotation, inhibits relieves pain, so it keeps pain from happening, reduces inflammation, produces an alkalizing effect, reduces symptoms, fights infections, supports healing, reduces fluid retention, increases cellular oxygenation, encourages deep restorative sleep, produces a bright mental effect, reduces those fatty deposits, establishes a healing polarity, stimulates melatonin production, helps to normalize natural alkaline pH. Every cell in a body is stimulated by the resonating interaction of the rhythmic flow of electromagnetic currents. It is clear from the research that the Earth's magnetic field is intended to provide each cell in our body with the magnetic and electrical energy that they need to survive. Since it has been established that this energy is deficient, it is necessary to supplement this if we want to live our lives to their fullest potential of health and length of life. The South Pole has a clockwise rotation. It excites or increases pain. It increases the swelling or inflammation, produces an acid effect, intensifies symptoms, promotes microorganisms, inhibits healing, increases fluid retention, decreases tissue oxygen, stimulates wakefulness, has an overproductive effect, encourages fatty deposits, polarity of an injury site, stimulates body function. In theory, if you are using an alternating AC, DC, or bipolar field, a combination of a north and south pole applied at the same time with prolonged use will get you overstimulation of the condition by treating it. Eventually, the South Pole energy you are adding to the South Pole field of the injury site will overcome the small amount of the North Pole energy applied. At that time, your body will be affected by the symptoms of the South positive field. So again, this is by Raymond Elliott and stuff, who's certified in applied magnetics at the International School of Magnetic Therapy. So, are pulse electromagnetic field products necessary? It is obvious from reading and listening to many experts that the answer is a resounding yes. Does the polarity of a magnet that you are putting on your body matter? It appears that our bodies are similar in response to any electrical device. What happens if you put the batteries in backwards? It doesn't work. What happens if you put the batteries in backwards in a sensitive electrical device and leave them there for a long period of time? The device is destroyed. Take care of your body and give it the healing energy that it deserves with the proper design pulse electromagnetic field that goes on like that. So, folks, we had a great show. Very exciting, very interesting material that we had. Please tune in next week when we're going to have Jess Amato from Belly to Birth, 3D, 4D ultrasound investigations and looks into the developmental and the birth of the newborns here in Hunterdon County especially. And with that, have a pleasant day and be careful of the Halloween parades that are out there and the people coming to trick-or-treat. Remember, it gets dark early, so get the candy out there or your treats out there early. All right, with that, this is Dr. Miola from Get Healthy Hunterdon and Nutrimost of Flemington. Have a great day.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Charges against President Trump's former campaign chairman in the Russia probe are being unveiled. Paul Manafort indicted on charges including conspiracy, money laundering, and other charges. The White House with an unofficial statement.
So far, we're getting a discipline message out of the White House. Now, I want to point out we don't have anything on the record yet, but I spoke to an official earlier today who gave me this statement from a top White House official. The White House has been saying for weeks the special counsel is moving far more quickly and deliberatively than people have been reporting. The fact that the special counsel is actively performing its duties does not come as a surprise to the White House.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer warning President Trump not to interfere with the special counsel investigation after Manafort's indictment. Schumer says these indictments show the special counsel's probe going in a very serious way. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-735-1777.